You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a couple more awe-inspiring stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Messages from Heaven and Other Miracles. Today, I'm going to share two stories from a nurse who has seen some amazing patients die and then come back because they need to do one more thing before they go. In her first story, Linda Kinneman tells us that she was caring for a young mother dying of lung cancer. Julie was very close to the end, and Linda was calling her family to alert them that it was time to come back to the hospital. The family arrived, and Linda told the husband, David, that he should just talk to his wife and hold her hand to ease her passing. Linda continued to monitor Julie, whose breathing was becoming irregular, and then her breathing stopped altogether. And all the family members in the room were quiet because it seemed that she might have passed. But then Julie gasped and took a big breath and opened her eyes. She was back. Linda had a couple of days off then, and when she returned to the hospital, she found Julie looking so much better and actually sitting in a wheelchair. Julie explained that she was going home. And then she told Linda what had happened that night that she seemed to have died. She said, "The other night, when I died, I went to heaven." Linda whispered, "I couldn't find a pulse." Julie smiled and said, "When I got there, I asked for just a little more time. That sounds crazy, both that I died and that I asked to come back, but I promise it's the truth. The reason I wanted to come back was because I had one little bit of unfinished business here. I've been given just enough time to take care of it." "What?" said Linda. Julie explained, "My girls are so young. We both know they won't remember me. When they get older, they'll probably wonder about me. I'm not going to be here for any of their special moments, so I'm going to write letters. 16th birthdays, graduations, weddings, whatever. I need to write down what I would say to them." All Linda could do was cry, but Julie was serene, all set to accomplish her mission. After the break, I'll share another story from Linda. Linda Kinneman was a hospice nurse when she had the experience she wrote about in this second story. She was providing home hospice care to a man named Gary, and she had been told to get over to his house right away because Gary had fallen asleep early the night before and he hadn't woken up in the morning. Linda got over there, she checked Gary's vitals, and indeed he remained unresponsive. She went down the hall to his wife Debbie to prepare her that this was most likely the end, Gary might not wake up. She told Debbie, "Just be there for him, hold his hand, talk to him. If you want, set a strong cup of coffee beside his bed where he could smell it." They went back to the bedroom, and just then, Gary and Debbie's grown son appeared. And Gary woke up and started talking. He asked his wife to cook him his favorite dinner, not because he was going to eat it, but just so he could smell it. After she made him his dinner and he smelled all the delicious smells of his favorite foods, he took his wife's hand and he said, "I need to tell you something. When you couldn't wake me up, it's because I wasn't all here. It's hard to explain, but I've been with Ashley." Now, Ashley was their granddaughter who had died in a car accident when she was 16. Gary continued, "She's doing just fine. Little Emmy is right there with her." Emmy was another granddaughter, the child of a different son. She had drowned in a backyard pool when she was only two. Gary said, I'm going to be absolutely fine there with Ashley and Emmy. I just thought I should come back and tell you where I'm going. Gary had two more days with his family. His wife continued to make him food so that he could smell them. And then he passed, leaving a family that felt much better about where he was going and how he would do there. I'm Amy Newmark, and I appreciate you joining me today to hear these two stories. You can find Chicken Soup for the Soul, Messages from Heaven, and Other Miracles at your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. And come back for our next episode when we'll talk with radio host CJ Cole about a bizarre experience she had with a psychic on air. She'll tell us all about it and share her own story from our new book.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.